Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
AAF began this weekend, the Alliance of American Football. We had a lot of fun with it on Friday, making picks. We'll go over that later. But the games themselves, what did you take away from the quality of football, the presentation of the games? This is maybe it's just that it was opening night and it was on a primary network like CBS, but they did beat the NBA in the ratings. Is that because people are genuinely interested in how this is going to go, or was it a curiosity thing?
Curiosity.
And we'll see it dwindle off during the 10-week regular season?
It was because it was something on, because there was football on, because people wanted to see it, because there was some star power, not so much in the football players, but in the people running the league, and because, well, there was football on, and people went a whole 6 days without football.
Right.
So they had to have their football
fixed. Not even 5 days, because it started on Saturday night.
Yeah. So, well, from Sunday to Saturday.
Right.
So, yeah. So they had to have their football fixed, and that's what it was. I thought that the worst part of the experience was the quality of the football.
Yeah.
They got a lot of the peripheral stuff right, and I thought that the tinkering with some of the rules was pretty good. I thought the replay stuff, which we'll go over in just a couple minutes, was spectacular, how they were patched into the replay booth. I thought that the lack of the kickoff was interesting to see.
Right.
But yeah, and I thought that the ability to be able to hit each other was good without worrying about a flag every two downs was good. But the quality of football was clearly screamed minor league.
Quality of football was a C-minus. Game presentation, both on the part of CBS, or primarily on the part of CBS, I thought was A. I thought it was, it felt like you were watching, I don't remember the strike season in 1987 or whatever it was when they had replacement players, but I imagine that's what it felt like. Like, oh, this is a premier type a league, but the talent isn't quite premier. You
ask
know what
Ed
I mean?
Bouchette about that one time when he had to go to that strike camp in Johnstown. He had to get guys like under the cover of just like real sneaking up to them and being like, hey, what's your name? And he was able to compile a roster like that. He told me the story one time. Like he compiled it just by kind of going about it that way. But to get back to the AAF, when the weather, the weather was terrible this weekend, right? Not terrible, but it wasn't warm out. You know, there wasn't a whole lot of options to do outside. You know, I think I ran to the mall. It was my kid's birthday, so we ran to the mall on Saturday morning, did a couple other things. But we were largely in the house.
Right.
If it gets to 55 degrees, if it gets to 45 degrees out, and I can go out and do some things outside, you won't catch me sitting inside watching the AAF.
No.
On a Saturday or Sunday.
Exactly. Saturday or Sunday afternoon, when the sun is out in the spring, and let's not even go that far. Let's go to March, okay? When the college basketball tournament has gotten started.
Yes.
And it's wall-to-wall basketball Saturday and Sunday afternoon. You're going to be watching that. Or maybe you're going to flip over to a spring training game. Or
like week 10, April 14th, if it's nice out,
forget
about it.
Sorry.
And when there are other options. They hit it this weekend because there was conference basketball play. Okay, people were watching college basketball. There's NHL, of course.
Right.
But in town, you know, on Saturday night, the game was a later hockey game. It was a nighttime hockey game.
And the hockey game still nearly doubled it in the ratings locally.
Right. There was no hockey game yesterday to watch. So that being said, no Penguin game to watch.
Right.
So they hit it in a market, in a time, in a window where, okay, I'll give it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to become my longtime go-to, and the NFL shouldn't be afraid. Now, the NFL, I think, can extract some things from it and apply
it
to their game.
Quick breaks after the scores. Without a kickoff and then another break following that, that may have been, I mean, they got the game done. The one that I watched Saturday night, the San Antonio-San Diego game, they got it done in 2 hours and 40 minutes. That's never happening in the NFL. It's just not. They're too beholden to their advertisers and the billions that they bring in that they're never going to cut down on that ad time.
How much of the – now, I didn't watch any of it. So I guess I'm not a big Arizona Hot Shots fan like I said I was.
No.
So I apologize for that. But did they do any of the soccer model, like with sponsors, you know, like put a banner ad up?
No, what they did is they just went picture in picture.
Yeah.
And they kept the live feed. But here's the thing. it wouldn't have bothered me if they would have broken away for commercial, because what they were doing in the live feed in the other box was simply like just going over to the sideline and talking to the coach.
But what it gave you was the sense that they were coming back.
Right. No, I agree with that. Yeah. I agree with that. But it wasn't like live action was going on when they went picture in picture like they did with soccer. Like, you're right, with the World Cup, they'll go to a full-fledged commercial on the right-hand side of the screen, and a game will be going on.
Right.
And it's funny how they never score a goal when that happens in the World Cup during that
time. They're not allowed to.
Yeah, I think that they're told not to.
But, like, the live mics on the quarterbacks and the coaches, I loved that. Other than the fact that they'd have to cut out from it occasionally and the audio would get wonky.
Can we discuss why Mike Martz had a men's small shirt on? His gut was
He had a pullover on, but there was no shirt on underneath.
No t-shirt underneath.
And it was cold in the Alamo Dome.
He had his fleece, like, sweatshirt kind of thing on with no t-shirt under.
Yeah.
He was like the guy that worked at the beer store that would bend down and pick up your case of beer,
and his
gut would come out.
He looked like the long-lost Ryan brother.
I mean, other than that.
Where was Edmund Nelson? You know, the uniform police.
It was bad. It was enjoyable. It's not – number one, there's not long-term sustainability, I don't think. It'll be around for a couple years. Okay, it'll be fun. The markets seem to thirst for it.
Yes.
You know, places like Birmingham and
San Antonio.
Right. In Orlando and places. Mm-hmm. But I just, there are things for me, what to do is to envelop it into the NFL and become subsidized by the NFL and make it a minor league.
Yeah. Well, and make it a minor league, maybe like a Tuesday, Wednesday night league.
Yeah.
That, I mean, is probably the best you're going to get. There is one thing that the NFL has to take away.
This was great.
From what happened this weekend in the AAF, there's no question the NFL could do well to fold this feature from the AAF into what they do on game days this coming fall. We'll talk about that next on the Fan Morning Show, presented to you by Matt Mertz Plumbing. So the AAF premiered on Saturday night here in Pittsburgh. We got to watch San Antonio against San Diego. Not a lot of points scored in that one. Some parts of the world got to see Atlanta and Orlando. Steve Spurrier coaching Orlando, the Apollos. They ended up putting 40 points on the board, a pick six at some point, I think. But early in the game, they're down 3-0, okay? We're 45 seconds into the second quarter, and here comes Orlando driving down the field. Quarterback Garrett Gilbert connects with wide receiver Jalen Marshall across the middle into the end zone. Jalen Marshall comes down with it in the end zone, but the ball's kind of flopping around a little bit. They call touchdown on the field. The call on the field was incomplete pass. And they decided to challenge the call. So they challenge the call, and they go up to the replay booth. Replay official is Terry Valenti. She starts taking a look at it. Now, during an NFL game, this is where we'd be watching commercials, be waiting to find out what's happening. We'd all be tweeting to each other, texting each other. What do you think? What's the call? Instead, the AAF and the broadcast on CBS decides, we're going to stay with the replay official throughout this and hear her talk out her thinking on the review of what is an incomplete pass in the end zone.
Be able to listen in.
When the ball hits the ground, I'm going to let this stand.
Terry Valenti, the replay official.
He's rolling on the ground. He's using the ground to keep it in there. The ground helps him. We're going to let it stand.
So she's going to agree with the call on the field. No touchdown. She feels that the ground helped the catch at the end of the catch.
He's definitely touched. Ball is down on the ground sliding. Okay, wait a minute, 1 second. We've got an elbow down. Got it and touched. Nope, we're going to overturn this and reverse this to a catch in the end zone for a score by Orlando. He's got possession. He tucks it in. His elbow hits. The ball is in control in his arms. We've got a score.
And again,
fabulous,
that's
fabulous stuff.
Courtesy of CBS, Terry Valenti, the AAF
not
replay
only
official.
Is it transparency that the NFL needs to look at and say we need to bring to our game, it illustrates the fact that she went into a situation thinking one thing and essentially changed her mind and talked it out during the course of that. Now, we're naive to think this is exactly what happens in NFL replay booths.
Yes.
Because it's the same deal, it's the same structure. So for us, why, if we want to have access to everything, right, as a consumer, an NFL consumer, we spend our whole Sunday, fantasy football, we bet on games legally now, even in Pennsylvania, even though we never bet on them before, right?
No, never.
But if we spend this much and invest so much of our time and effort into these NFL games, that what we saw in that AAF game, that has to be, now that the curtain has been jerked back, and we've seen behind it in Oz, we've got to be able to see it now in the NFL games. There's no going back. The NFL has to look at that and go, the AAF just embarrassed the hell out of us by showing that procedure and the mechanism and how it goes down. We can't not be as good as them because we got more money than them. We're bigger than them. We have to show our consumer the same thing.
That was the most important thing that happened this weekend.
I agree with you 1,000%. It forces the hand of the NFL.
Yes, and if the NFL wants to go into the 2019 season this fall without adding that feature to their broadcasts, then they're going to pay for it with the fans because the fans already distrust officiating, especially in places like New Orleans, maybe Pittsburgh after last December. They don't trust what the officials are doing. If at the very least you can hear the official and see the official as they work out their decision in the replay booth, you can look at it and say,
If you disagree with them but understand their rationale,
yes,
that gives you peace of mind. Even if in the Joe Hayden situation,
right,
you said, I'm mad at the world. That's the wrong call. But at least I know why they made that call. You can kind of live with it some.
It makes it a little easier to deal with.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.